This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
A, chicken roll. B, liverwurst. C, ham. Or D, corned beef.
Corned beef.
Corned beef.
Correct.
Corned beef. Corned beef. Corned beef.
Corned beef. Corned beef.
Yeah. I'm begging, please don't eat my
steal
ham.
My cash.
My Zoom might die, so if you see me disappear for like...
Your laptop might die?
No, my recorder.
Oh. Yeah. What is the official ham of joy? A, honey baked, or B, other?
Honey baked.
A.
Correct.
Something else, and I started putting together my new vacuum.
What's that?
Did you get a new soundboard?
Same soundboard. Dabbling in some fan favorites from yesteryear. And, oh yeah. Auditioning some new ones.
Yeah, that one didn't go so hot, I would
say. I really didn't. I thought it was going to be a little bit more resounding than that. More ultimately resolute.
Resonant.
And resonant.
Yeah. Resonance, good.
The fart was resonant.
Well, it really could have had more reverb. I mean, Ferris, you're a musician. You get it. The EQ could have been further thus.
It resonated with me.
But meaning what? Way.
Like emotionally.
Yeah.
It hit your ears and you recognized it as sound, is what you're saying. But yeah. Not much more.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I agree.
Right.
It's a Monday, you know. It rang true.
Yeah, it did ring
See,
true.
Now there's a new sound that's not even... Here we go. Oh, wow, this sucks. The favorites will play. The favorites will play.
Should we just start over?
No, I think this is all good stuff. I mean, guys, we're coming off of a hit. The 200th episode was truly there. And all four of us were there then.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We all live to tell the tale.
I mean, there's not much to do until we kind of recap that episode. Like, how does everybody feel in the wake of it?
There's not much to do.
There's actually, we have some things to get to, but I feel like we have to at least acknowledge the greatness that was had.
Yeah, reactions have been nice.
Way to minimize it even by saying something positive.
Well,
Rika's like, it's been good.
On YouTube, at least, people are still really, like, it's still pretty mixed. This is like sincere thanks and also like this podcast is terrible kind of thanks. So
I don't think
to
so.
Me that's the same.
I mean, how's the TikTok doing? I know we were going semi-viral to have.
Yeah, we went pretty viral. Really hoping that Chapel Roan will see it. A lot of people
she's
have
not
tagged her.
See it.
A lot I mean, of people on, have tagged her.
I know, but on Friday, who
she
was
doing
it said,
Coachella?
Yeah, Anya or Allie or somebody was like, I mean, you were also
obvious
part of this
Allie.
Conversation, but somebody initially was like, and it's perfect because she's playing Coachella today. I'm like, that's
yeah.
not perfect. She's
no,
not going to be on
that's
her phone
we went,
at
that's
all.
That's absolutely why we went viral.
Of course, it's the one day she has to be absolutely locked in. And by the way, she was. I saw clips of the performance.
Yeah.
The performance.
Mm. Nice.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I appreciated this comment from Gornt on TikTok. They
what
said,
was the name?
Gornt. G-O-R-N-T.
Thank you.
They said, someone please explain this bit to me. It's very much my brand of humor, but I need the origin.
Yeah.
User Double D said, he is parodying Chapel Roan's popular song Hot to Go. Both versions are absolutely fantastic. Gornt responds. Gornt says, thank you for explaining. I got that part so far, but I really want to know the origin of this running joke. I agree with you, though. This is amazing. Omar responds
Question
to
mark?
Gornt. He makes a lot of parodies about burning grains. There's really no other explanation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
But I left Friday being like, maybe there's a chance. Maybe if we are posting to TikTok more consistently, not to be confused with consistency of sand, people might have a way in, and the way in might oddly be the fucking rice songs. Ferris?
Not to be a contrarian, but my rebuttal to that is that there were also multiple comments of people being like, whose phone was that?
That was mine. I don't know who was calling.
There have been multiple comments from people being like, I've never listened to this podcast, but I've listened to every single Rice song, which to me is crazy.
It's so insane.
I've seen a couple.
See, now I'm nervous because
really
I don't
like
know
that.
What that means.
Yeah.
I really
Translation?
Don't like that.
Yeah.
Translation?
Yeah.
You don't know. That one's universal.
I don't think we should test new ones.
No, it seems dangerous.
Well,
can
I'm
we do
a,
like
so,
an opka bopka solid?
I miss that one.
This isn't going well.
No.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Yeah.
Yeah, Will loves
Have you
that
done
one.
An Oops All Drops episode?
Oh.
That one's pretty good. Jeff.
That's gonna obviously get our video taken down.
That one I might keep.
That one's good.
Anyway, sorry.
What you're doing is not good for the show. you were just talking about wanting to, you know, build
get
and,
more
you
listeners,
know,
yeah.
bring in
yeah.
more listeners. The last like few seconds, I don't agree with. However,
it didn't
going
resonate
back to,
with you.
No, it
I mean,
didn't.
What
bring
was
ba-
it?
Bring back
the possibly
fart. That's
racist
what I want.
German. Diatribe.
Yeah.
Bring back the ooh,
we have to
yeah.
cut that out, right?
I think I'm gonna just bleep it, yeah. Dragons. That one was a Ferris original to have.
Nice.
Dude,
a couple of people have said something to the effect of like, I don't even know. Did you mention you want to make a fully produced album of the Rice songs? Because people haven't forgotten yeah. if you did mention it.
See, it's hard because that's a lot of work, and it's gonna. I don't know if it'll be paid or not because I don't think that falls under the purview of the scope of work that I offer to HeadGum as a 1099 NEC.
Yeah, I don't think HeadGum.
I don't think
pay
no.
for that. That would just
no.
be a.
I don't
sort
think
of a
we pay for
project.
Your time in the recording
it.
Studio.
You wouldn't even send an email, Will?
No. I would just know that that's a freelance personal
that's
project.
That's going to have to but be you extra could,
you could reap the rewards. At that point, it's all
cash.
Well, it is IP based on the HeadGum property. So in a way.
Will, you're screwing me over because I'm not going to be able to place ads on the album. My only hope is that this federal law might
place
go into effect.
Ads on the album. Like for
I'm surprised
rice,
people don't do
like
that.
Like subliminal messaging.
Like fucking branded lyrics.
Hey, yeah, why isn't it like a brought to you by
Rice-A-Roni?
Yeah. I mean, Ferris, you did some of that on your last EP. You did like, there's one song where like, you know how Jim Morrison and Riders on the Storm like whispered and layered the whisper underneath the singing? You did the same thing, but it wasn't the lyrics of the song. It was basically defending big tech.
Well, really, it was just like a BetterHelp ad sort of at this sort of volume, just sort of coasting underneath the surface of the chorus of my song. And I just, you know, sort of gave them my own personal experience with online therapy in the privacy of my own home. It was really something that I found helpful, especially, I mean, we're living in crazy times. And I mean, during the pandemic, I basically lost my mind. I was drinking vodka out of my desk while I was working. And it was very nice
you mean, like,
to talk to.
Out of like a, you know, glass that was on your desk.
I was imagining
there was a bottle in my desk.
Into a drawer. Mm. That's what I was worried about.
Drawer vodka.
Make sure, Ferris, spell out that promo code. Spell out the promo code and probably do it twice at the end. Yeah. Just so
that's
people
a very
know
good point.
Well, that's why the chorus is helpful.
Yeah, that's better. BetterHelp.com.
/April
That's
in Ferris.
The most confusing thing to spell in the URL.
Yeah.
Door, I never got that. Yeah.
Sorry, drawer vodka sounds like Ferris's like celebrity liquor endorsement. Like, what Dwayne Johnson has? What's the tequila brand he has?
Oh, Terramana.
Yeah, Terramana. And then you know, what is it? Clooney has Casamigos.
Casamigos. Not anymore. Mm.
And then Ferris would be drawer vodka. The bottle
Munchies
is shaped like a fucking soft clothes.
I think we could do that kind
Munchies
of like in a Four Walls Always Sunny podcast.
I was gonna say
whiskey way, but ours is just drawer vodka.
Yeah, beta testing beta vodka.
Can you make vodka out of rice, or is it only potato? Ooh.
Oh, I think it's often yam, yeah.
Damn.
Ferris
often
is making
yam, it's
yuca
kind of a good
liquor
vodka name, too.
All right, let's keep it going. Bond of the week. This week, I'm going to have to go with Taz Fustock. He's because sort of a British aristocrat who just closed a club.
Like, closed the club?
Was there at the end of the night, last one to leave sort of thing?
No, he wasn't there till 2 a.m. He shut down a bar that he owned. Does
and
that make sense?
That, and that's
how does
Bond
that qualify
because
him? Yeah, for the Bond role.
Because I don't think Bond has any business in the after hours market. I'm thinking he's ready to make the shift from Lalo, a Notting Hill joint, to Broccoli's Own James.
I can't imagine a club in Notting Hill.
That's kind of why I chose him also. That's like opening up a club in like Topanga.
That didn't resonate with me, but I'm sure it resonates
but the
with
fart
other
did
people.
Yeah. Will, who do you got for your Bond over of the week?
I think I'm going to go Hurwitz Jake style this
Why?
Week.
Why Jake?
In this room, I think Jake was recording like Not Another D&D podcast or something, and he did all these like little drawings, and there's
That's
so many
you
of them.
Bond and doesn't doodle.
Well, he could.
Take it's a look at that. Tell me you
really
can't
cute
see that on a poster.
If he did,
is it a dog?
James Bond would be like an old master oil artist. He wouldn't be.
To be honest, some of them cartoonist are quite crude. Some
right
of the drawings master are quite crude, so I
that's
wouldn't
what
show
I'm
on
saying
the pod.
I think Bond could could draw cartoons in his spare time.
And couldn't you imagine Jake fitted up in the suit?
No.
Yeah.
Glock 9?
I want that.
Bond doesn't have a Glock.
You would with Jake's Bond in does.
Yeah. That, yeah, right. So it's already not fitting.
Ushering the new era is Jake with a Glock.
Holding it sideways.
Wearing directed a t-shirt tuxedo.
The whole movie takes place outside of New Haven. Ferris, who do you got for your Bond chi?
I said it on the 200th. I really want to kind of drill down on it. Jack Black. I want to see that. I think it would change everything.
Right.
It would give Bond an entirely new facelift, but God, wouldn't that be good? Jack
wouldn't it
Black
be like kind of a face
James Bond.
Droop?
That's rude.
Sorry.
That's rude. Droop.
Grunt. What was the commenter's name? Grunt?
Gort. Marika, who do you got for your Brondly?
I think I'm going to have to go because of this week's SNL, Ryan Gosling, preferably as Beavis from Beavis and Butthead. I don't know if anyone watched that sketch, but the big it delighted me to no end.
It was
a straighter
good.
Sketch.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And Mikey Day.
Yeah. The big discourse around that was that you didn't want it spoiled. But every thumbnail I saw, every title I saw, every tweet I saw.
Spoiled it. It was a real delight. I watched it live, and it really tickled me.
It's fascinating to imagine the person who listens to the 200th episode a week late, and they are so on cloud nine. They are like ready for another energy, full, you know, everyone's laughing, and then they tune in here.
Yeah. I think we're having
and
a
Jeff
good episode.
Seems distracted, to be
I
honest.
I was for a second, but I'm reading. Back. I'm definitely back. I'm looking at my outline and deciding whether to cut you guys off. Should we move on? You're asking for more energy? Let's continue talking about it, because I wanted to ask you guys, what was your favorite part of that episode? Because I had a blast.
God,
all three of you guys
well.
Killed it.
It was... For me, it was your fucking face singing that song. That was the highlight for me. I've seen you get into it, but not quite like that.
Yeah,
that was a joy.
Full screaming and then dropping an octave because you were like, I can't scream
I can't keep
anymore.
Going. Yeah,
yeah.
I also couldn't really see beautiful. Everybody because I was staring at the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I was trying to. I mean, very quick. I was trying to nail it all, which I didn't even. And so by the time I was wailing, I was like, I feel like I'm irritating people. Let me drop the octave / that ass. And I think ultimately the song was a hit. Marika, what was your favorite part?
I just said.
All right, then Will.
I loved Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah, that was
did you
winning
get that
$500
gift card?
Was good.
Did
you Marika, this is why I wanted you on this episode That's specifically. It. Anya said, who's going to be on? I said, it has to be Marika for 201, because I need you to prove right now and here that you actually got the gift.
Is it physical?
It's
is
not
it
physical.
Ultimately digital, but don't cheapen it by saying that, Will. You're pointing out the
less.
Facts. Are you kidding me? It's a getaway for free.
Get
away
from
here.
Let's see if I opened the Airbnb app. $500 gift card.
Also, it looks like you're locked into litigation on a previous stay.
Yeah,
what did you do in Montreal?
I would say Jeopardy was number one, and I was winning with the first question.
You had points on the board.
It was the most excited I've been on the show at any point in time, because I felt the heat, and then immediately Marika came in and got like 700 points, and I
feel like
folded.
There's only like four people maybe who could have won, which is Amir, Marika, Ferris, and Anya, because they've been involved Ferris since the beginning, and Anya very intensively recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Marika and Mira on like every episode, pretty much. One of them.
Yeah. I was pretty disappointed with my performance. I think the only guess I ever made, you were like, where did I first start recording this podcast? And the only time I chimed in was to say a basement. And then I never got another word in.
Ferris, you had to do about 20 minutes straight of reading right before, which you handled with class and ease, I will say.
Oiled, slick glands, I would say. Mm. Your cords were velveteen.
I was feeling some pressure to blast through it, too, because it was so much.
People were getting bored and upset.
Yeah, but you also insisted for it to be finished in its entirety. So I was like,
fuck, all right. 3 hours writing this shit.
Yeah, you tend to do that.
All right, what were everyone's gripes with the 200th?
Mm.
What do you wish had been different? What irritated you to no end? Let's start with Will.
Less guests. Less guests.
That was the whole point.
I was thinking like three might be a good fit.
That's what we're doing now.
I know, but we can all talk and, you know, we're kind of catching up. We're talking about, you know, our lives. People are hearing more of us.
Which Erica didn't get a word. We have to talk about your weekend.
I know. I had a crazy weekend.
What did you do? Did you go to Notting Hill? Or?
No, I went to a few Broadway shows, which Marika is especially interested in.
Did you see the Michael Imperioli, Enemy of the People? How was that? It in the right, the wrong, or the round?
Let's do it.
Round indeed, round indeed.
Did you get a shot?
I did get a shot. I was incredibly close to missing the show. Well, I ran from the train. No late entry. They shut it down.
Is that after the protest, the climate protest? They don't do it late entry?
Maybe that's how they got in, is they just showed up late. No, I made it. I got a shot. They give you liquor in the show.
Okay, so it was like whiskey. I was worried it was like an HPV vaccine.
No, it was like a Swedish vodka.
Fish.
Yeah.
It was more vodka, to be sure.
It was great. Strong was...
Spittling.
Right.
Yeah.
He was spittling the whole show. Imperioli didn't seem to have that problem. Imperioli kept it all in.
Some people are spitters. He didn't spit for me, but maybe he got more into it.
Yeah. Did you do the after at Imperioli's Ristorante?
No.
Nearby? You didn't stay on the Upper West?
I did dress all in brown as an ode to Jeremy Strong. I was more there for Strong than Imperioli.
Yeah,
you got to be there for Strong.
In a way.
And he kills it. He's so good.
Oh my God. If you're in New York City and you have $250, there's no better way to spend it
than on a hotel and then not having enough for the show.
Right. You can't actually make it.
Well, if you're in New York, then you don't have to worry about the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see it before it closes. I might come out the end of May to have.
Would love to see you, Jeff. Yeah. You know, we've never met in person, Jeff.
I know. It feels wrong.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any more gripes or can we move on?
Oh, my gripe was just that I didn't know there would be people on Zoom. Like, I didn't know Ferris.
And not in the room.
And Zach.
Well, we had to have Ferris and... Yeah, to a lesser extent, we had to have Zach.
I mean, I agree that their presences were necessary, but
you
wish...
think they were too front and center because of the spatial aspect of the Zoom frame.
Well, the whole point originally was the most people in studios possible, and then that kind of then it just became the most people, which is also good. But I thought it was a different. Angle.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I just think 23 is better than 21.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to push it.
It was sad that there were people that couldn't join, like Brad,
Ian Carmel.
Yeah, other
was like, supposed to be. So I saw somebody comment being like, "No, Ian," and I was like, "We tried. He's on tour."
That's true.
Is Ian a staple of the show?
No. He's only been on once, but it was like a hit, and he loved it. I was shocked that he loved it. He was like, I want to come on all the time. He hasn't been on since, but you know, he's been busy.
Busy it's guy, really nice. Yeah.
I kind of wish that he and I had linked up in like being on this show a couple times before because I submitted to write for Corden twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if he had known me more intimately, it never came across his desk. And even if he had, he would have been too drunk on drawer wine to fucking get the jokes, yeah. Let alone the gist.
So it was Ian who passed. Ian saw your work and said, not good enough.
Did you guys know that in 1944, FDR proposed a 100% tax on the top earners in the country?
No.
No.
He proposed it. How did it go? People don't like it?
He got it down. The rich people got it down to 94. But I'm just like, why are rich people complaining about taxes now? Because in 1944, during the war, they literally were taxed at 94% of their income.
No Twitter back then.
Is that true?
That's true.
That's crazy.
Moving on.
Ferris, was that a tenor sax behind you?
It is. Yeah, yeah. It's a cannonball.
Nice.
Was the quote in the
Even
outline?
Even superstars like Taylor Jesus Swift Christ. Work out in athletic wear. Workout or wipeout in an ad, but not Lenny Kravitz.
That worked.
He posted himself pumping iron in leather pants.
That is so ridiculous.
Wearing a mesh top, sunglasses, and boots, inspiring comments like, "My man never breaks character, full-time rock star." The video gave one guy an excuse. Reasons why I haven't started working out. One, I don't own any leather pants. Kravitz lifted weights to his own music, better than it is now. Dressed to go
There's
direct
so much
from the gym to the
this.
Stage. Do you think he baby powdered his thighs in anticipation of sweating?
Sort of talked on those gams.
Great story.
Can't quite imagine Lenny having to make like Ross.
All right,
from
guys,
Friends,
who does this remind you of? Who does this remind you of?
And slathering Ross. On lotion.
I thought you were going
to
say Marty.
Get sweaty leather pants back on. Not since Lenny ripped his leather pants on stage and accidentally exposed his privates in 2015 has his leather given such pleasure.
Did you see the footage where his like pants split?
Pleasure.
Stuff fell out
yeah,
of his pants.
Yeah. Do you think I could get that?
On YouTube. It's
yeah,
on
YouTube. Okay, good. I'll look for that.
At least Kravitz wasn't totally
deep
pants.
Did that actually happen?
Like this one.
That definitely
she
happened, yeah.
Stripped her up and the treadmill stripped
right,
her pants off.
Who does that remind you of? Who does this remind you of?
Unless you think the weightlifting Marty, video right? was purely staged, it spawned a surge in images of Lenny's abs. Especially impressive as he's about to turn
Such
60.
A long video.
Nothing yeah. leathery about Lenny except his pants. As one fan noted, the man is even immune to chafing. Genimos. CNN. New York.
Except his pants.
Where do we begin?
Yeah.
Did you see Christ. The video of Zoe Kravitz like giving him doing a speech for the his Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
No.
Yeah, who was it? It's Denzel.
Huh?
What didn't Denzel speak at his Walk of Fame ceremony?
I was talking about Zoe Kravitz speaking.
And, well,
because
her.
She specifically mentioned that she was always embarrassed when he would come to pick her up at school. In leather pants and mesh shirts, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a uniform.
Endearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Lenny has the, you know, skin-tight leather pants that are kind of flared out, mesh top, sunglasses inside, slash at night. And then Will has sort of this, like, workwear,
yeah.
oversized button-down.
Hmm.
Maybe doesn't...
In a way, it's hard to draw a comparison or a contrast between mine and Lenny's styles.
Definitely yeah. contrast. I would say that he
grasping.
Kind of... He looks like he was kind of chiseled out of marble, and you kind of look like you live in a shipping container.
Interesting.
Like, just kind
my
of the
response,
Noah.
My response to such a personal attack, I let it roll off my back. Like
I don't think so. You're
water.
Shaking. Like duck water?
I've forgotten. I've forgotten and I've forgiven.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This is nice.
Sorry, actually, I need your guys' help on this one. This is the first ever kind of multi-vocalist Rice song. All the grits are black.
All the grits are black.
Cause I wrecked the grains.
Cause I wrecked the grains.
Oiled slick a wok.
Oiled slick a wok.
As I seared the soy.
As I seared the soy.
Rice to be chafed and scorned. Were it burnt till it's greige. Charring rice like
raisins.
Consistency of sand. Made Bamba besmirched. Torched every single grain. Well, I blackened basmati.
Blackened basmati.
As cooking oil spray.
Cooking oil spray.
You know that omakase. I trash rice meant from chefs. Putting rice in steamers.
Rice in steamers.
It's not how you make rice. Sing along if you know the words.
Basmati rice.
Sorry, it's a solo.
There's something so appropriate about you looking like Parappa the Rapper today. Parappa the Rapper. Bobbing your head, singing this music.
I usually am the one that looks like Parappa the Rapper.
Poison turned to muck.
Poison turned to muck.
As it globbed on to rice.
As it globbed on to rice.
A malt that tastes like chalk.
Malt that tastes like chalk.
Because it's made with rice.
Because it's made with rice.
If I scalded brown rice, I could finally grin. Rice should not be steaming. Just ruin rice from pans. Just blacken the whole pan.
California dreaming.
Consistency of sand.
I think you've got like 10, 12 tracks, man. You got to produce this shit.
He's got way more than that.
I fully forgot to say California. I forgot to edit the last
one. The last one does say California Dreamin' in the lyrics. I read it as is. I was locked in.
Yeah.
Now the mamas and the papas have a suit.
Well, it's the mamas and the papas, or sorry, it's the, forget it. Let's take another fucking break.
Yeah. We don't sell that many ads for this show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't understand what happens in this
break. We used to. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just how you come back from breaks now?
Correct.
It sure is.
That's absolutely
correct.
It could
be more jarring. Oh, my God.
It's like basically rods of aluminum hitting concrete.
Concrete, yeah.
This is how you wake up the listener.
Exactly.
From the ad break.
From the kind of stupor that they're lulled into.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com.
While driving.
All right. I got to give a shout out. I'm trying to reload my Discord. But I know that California Dreamin' parody was inspired by Discord member Rufus, who was like, what if there's a California Dreamin' parody? We all kind of like started throwing some lyrics out. And All the Grits Are Black came from Rufus. So shout out Rufus, shout out Matt S, and shout out Mighty Femputer for inspiring that.
Huge
rice parody. All right, guys, there's been a lot of talk, especially around the 200th episode, as we kind of look back on this show. People psychoanalyzing me, people saying that I'm a fucking maniac, and obviously I don't appreciate it any more than Will appreciated me saying that it looked like he grew up on a fucking barge, but
that was out of pocket.
I'm open to criticism. I just wonder if we can maybe quell some of people's conspiracies, because I think I am emotionally intelligent. I feel like I do have good social skills, and I thought that we could all kind of take this quiz that I found. That's basically an EQ test. Testing our emotional literacy. Yep.
Spoil the end of this quiz. But
okay.
I really think the thing is that you are emotionally literate. You are just manipulative with that information.
So you think I'm almost...
It's not like an accident how you make people uncomfortable.
You think I'm kind of Geppetto to the Pinocchio that are my ghosts.
I think that gives you a lot more credit than deserved, but it's a little bit more moment by moment.
Well, I mean, it's the thing of like the great white whale in Moby Dick is like supposed to represent human fallibility. But do you guys wonder if maybe I am the whale and I'm just eating people for sport?
I've never wondered if you are the whale.
I know that people are not krill. I know that y'all are human beings with whole backstories, lives, loved ones. And I still choose to kind of dox your personal information and addresses. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you do krill the mood quite often.
And Harris.
How
is he not on every week? That is.
And I'm not calling you one of them.
There's 12 questions.
I'm not calling. Okay.
Are we all taking it?
I mean, Ferris was obviously setting up a second thing, and it just cut him off every time.
No, Ferris, sorry. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not calling you one of these, but you know how sociopaths are in their own way, like, super dialed in emotionally? But
sure.
In a distanced manner?
Social distance? Sure, because I feel like we're past that.
No, I don't think they respect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your child, in direct contravention to your orders, runs into the busy road. You pull them back and A, smack them. B, master your emotions and explain why this wasn't a good idea. Or C, master your emotions and resolve upon subsequent punishment.
Is this for you, or are we just becoming one personality, the four of us, and taking it together?
I can't tell if that's a really good question or if you're trying to crack yolk on my eyes. Mm-hmm. Egg on
no,
my
I'm just
face.
Lost, man.
Yolk
Marika,
on
what
my
do you think?
Eyes, egg on my face.
Marika, you're on the content team. What do you think?
What?
Not really. I think that these quizzes are
good.
So obvious in their answers.
All right, let's just say master your emotions and explain why it's not a good idea to run into a busy road.
Yeah, obviously that is the best choice. But.
Next question. You then, A, apologize and explain that mommy or daddy was frightened. B, burst into tears. Or C, tell the child off. And then threaten them with dire punishment. Which, by the way, in the flowchart, you could have already smacked them. There's more dire? I'm going to go with apologize and explain that daddy was a little frightened slash spooked.
Yeah, you don't seem like the type to burst into tears.
Jeff, are you putting yourself in the right shoes when you're... It seems like you're just choosing the right answer, but...
Yeah.
That's,
I really want you to be that parent when you're answering.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
if we could put Jeff in that situation? That would be
if your cat.
That would be ideal.
Crossed the street.
One hell of an episode.
No, I would tell her off.
Yeah,
I would be like, Misty, don't. And then after I wasn't scared, I'd be like, sorry, I just didn't want you to get run over by. For lack of a better term, big rig, because I live right near the freeway.
Yeah. Would you, but you wouldn't cry out of like stress relief sort of thing?
I would, but I wouldn't let her see that. Because she has to think that I'm kind of her
strong
rock, her Jeremy, strong or otherwise. Mm. Next question.
Now we're getting real. Yeah. Let's go.
It annoys you. By the way, that was like the least. Relevant thing I said was I have to appear Jeremy in front of my cat. And you're like, we're not really getting into it.
Sentient thing.
This is the real Jeffrey.
That's a good callback.
All right. It annoys you to A, see others unkempt. B, have to make the most of your physical attributes at work. Or see others making the most of their physical attributes at work.
Where is this quiz from?
All the tests.com.
Oh.
Which of those three annoys you the most?
Correct.
At does at work mean at your job or like
in
your
play.
Physical attribution? Okay, got it. Yeah.
No, I think it has to be in your workplace. I mean, what about you?
I thought it was in play.
I think it's in at the workplace. What do you guys think? Like, for y'all.
You have to answer this. This is for
I know,
you.
But this one's kind of interesting. We all might have different answers. I would say it annoys me to have to make the most of my physical attributes at work. I like a nice work-life balance, and I don't want to have to max out my energy output for the show. And maybe that's why we don't have many advertisers this year. Ferris? By the way, Ferris, lots of comments, by the way, I'm sure you saw, of people kind of being like, you low-key went underground and got Marvel jacked.
Really?
The yolk isn't on my face. The yolk is in your veins.
I do eat a lot of eggs. That is true.
And we can tell. I feel like you could bench Erica.
Mm. I don't It'd be know. I haven't met Erica in person. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. The issue with bench pressing a human being is that you need to compress them into bar form or else it's just a very like lopsided.
The Lonely Island wrote a song
experience.
About this, actually.
The Lonely Island wrote a song about how you'd have to like turn a person into a rod.
Well, they didn't propose them, that solution, but bench pressing bikini babes is the best bodybuilding phrase. You can ditch the barbells or the fancy weights, and we get a guarantee that you're gonna look great.
All right,
your
next
tone
question.
When you first said that, Marika, it was like you were on an NPR podcast. It was like you were taking the most serious moment.
I take it very seriously.
Although, to go back to the question, it seems to me like, Jeff, you are most concerned with your coworkers' physical attributes, which would be answer C, right? Ferris's guns seem to make you intimidated.
It was more a point of pride. Like this might be misguided.
Excited about Jake being in a suit and being Bond.
That was an issue.
That's not
earlier.
His physical attributes, though.
Well,
no,
a little
Ferris,
bit.
I'm proud. It was pride in his physicality. And honestly, and this might be a little rude to say, but I would say I feel like I played some role in it. I would say like
part of the problem
5% of his muscle mass and or water weight
when he stopped working on the show he had the time for himself
and the drive to kind of get out all his frustration towards me onto the ropes.
That is the 5% from you. It was the gym is a
therapy.
Great outlet. Let's just say, forget BetterHelp, man. Just go to the gym.
Don't forget BetterHelp. Do not.
Because that's the only advertiser for the rest of the year.
Sorry, yeah.
Right. Question 4, and then we might just wrap it up. You're infuriated with your partner. Do you A, plot revenge, B, refuse to speak for days, or C, swear and go for a walk? I'm going to go ahead and start and say all three of these are bad options. But of the three, I would say swear and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that, it didn't describe what could happen after, but that basically means cool off. Come back and maybe you won't be plotting revenge against your partner after that.
Yeah. All right, let's just rapid fire these. Your parent/parent-in-law is nagging, sarcastic, and interfering. Your principal feeling is A, resentment, B, resignation, or C, pity. I would say
A,
yeah, resentment is kind of classic. All right, 6. Grief is A, a blight on your life, B, a necessary and salutary process, or C, something which time will heal. All of the above, but let's just go with a necessary and salutary process.
It's such a bad quiz, and to just power through with
does
like,
worry serve a purpose? I would say sometimes. You are outraged by a newspaper story.
Every day.
Lenny Kravitz wears leather pants in the gym. It drives me fucking crazy.
Do you A, rant at your friends and family, B, become depressed, or C, write a letter to the newspaper? I would say B, become depressed. 9, is your anger destructive of yourself? A spur to change, or a spur to hurt and destroying things?
This is like an ESL test. This can't be real.
You could have taken one on psychology today.
That I'm going to say anger is destructive of me.
Sporkle.
Yeah, this is the sporkle of emotional intelligence quiz.
All right. Time is above all
money.
A, the great destroyer. B, to be vanquished. Or C, the great healer.
What?
I would say this, the great healer. Time heals all wounds.
But you 11. Didn't say that Vanquish. For the grief.
Enough. I'm taking a quiz.
Can you read the next ones in your head?
No. Violent crime is, to me, A, outrage about which something should be done. B, an isolated tragic case from which we can draw a lesson, or C, a reflection of general trends in society. I would say C.
Yes.
12, you like music to be primarily A, exciting, B, deeply moving, or C, soothing.
Depends completely.
That's different a good question.
No, it's not. Different songs should be, it's again, it should be all of the above. I would say deeply moving.
And because I think that says a lot.
A deeply moving track, correct me if I'm wrong, Manshi, but a deeply moving track could be soothing or exciting. So I would say it's the closest to all of the above.
That's true. I would agree with that. Yeah.
And we have the results. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
The results of me/us taking this quiz, the result is
you,
emotional literacy.
Yeah, because you chose the middle answer.
This whole segment might retrospectively be called emotional literacy or nah, because those are the only two seeming options.
Yeah.
Your robust attempts to master your emotions, which they keep saying master emotions, are praiseworthy but frequently ill-judged and unsympathetic. What? You defend yourself from unworthy emotions by simulating appropriate responses, but you tend to give rent-free space in your head to people and things which were better considered, understood, and consigned to the emotional data bank for subsequent use.
The fact they use the phrase rent-free in your head is
this,
like
an
such
emotional
a,
data
a
bank
Twitter
for subsequent
from 2 years
which,
ago.
By the way, this quiz was written in 2006.
Whoa.
Kind of crazy. I would say I wrote this.
They were ahead of the game with the living rent-free in your head phrase. I didn't hear that shit till just a few years ago, really.
Yeah.
2006.
Try allowing emotions, even emotions which seem unworthy, anger, fear, frailty, depression, into harmless contexts, such as when listening to music or watching films. Explore them and acknowledge them. They are part of the armory of wisdom. Wow.
Wow.
I kind of love that.
Armory of wisdom. I really want you to take a real quiz and see how it compares.
Like with a doctor?
I thought you meant like sitting in on like a community college course. You want me to audit fucking sociology?
Yeah.
Marika, what did you send to our...
No, you have to cut that. You can't say that.
Okay. But you said something recently. What did
you say? Yeah, I sent... to our group chat with Riley and Amir, I sent a sign that I saw outside of a blank space 50. Coffee house and said, I said, new motto just dropped. And the sign is share spring.
Yeah. Misty.
He doesn't give a shit about us.
Hi, baby.
Oh, I was talking about you, not the cat.
True. All right, guys, plugs. Another great episode in the can. What do you guys have? What are your yams?
See An Enemy of the People if you have hundreds of dollars to spare. It's pretty good. Or you can enter the lottery. Follow me at Marie Galon on all of the platforms, on Letterboxd, especially on Twitter. Still there, having the time of my life in the worst place in the world.
Yeah, I might delete my Twitter. What do you think?
I think Twitter's still good.
Me too, then.
You mean X?
I think my area of Twitter is still good, and I enjoy being there.
You're too... You, like... It looked like you were going to hit Misty, which... Did she run into the road?
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The truth comes out.
Just grab her by the tail.
Hey.
Aw.
Do you do the projector instead of a TV, Jeff?
Yeah. This is the X Gimme. I bought this like in 2020. These are like $1,000 now, but when I bought it was like $250 on Amazon, I think.
I'm often wrong
about how much money I spend on stuff, but I think it was definitely way less than $1,000. I wouldn't have spent $1,000 on a projector, but I bought it with money that I got from that holiday happy hour that we did in COVID in 2020, where I came in late, dominated the game, won as the only non-salaried employee, and then left the Zoom early. But I used the projector instead of the TV historically. This is cool too. I got this on Amazon. Let me see if I can position this. Will, why don't you do your plugs while I figure this out?
I'll be auctioning off live one Jake Hurwitz original doodle. Starting price, $350.
That's nice,
Jeff.
Yeah.
How does it look during the day?
Bad.
Yeah.
But daytime's for work.
Fair.
I think you could, I do think you can make some money off it. You should put that on eBay. I think that would be really funny.
Right?
Just don't tell him.
The cruder ones would get more. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
All right. Ferris?
By the time this episode comes out, Newcomers Season 7 will have begun. This season, the ladies, Lauren Lapkus and Nicole Byer, for anyone who is not familiar with the show, they are watching 10 Martin Scorsese scores. So there's a debate on the show too. They're watching Scorsese movies, but it turns out his name is pronounced Scorsese, and everyone has been struggling with how to say it because I agree with Lauren. If you say Scorsese, you kind of sound pretentious and like, I don't know. You can cut most of this out. Check out Newcomers Season 7 starting.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome show.
No,
from the way
great. You
just plugged it.
Oopsies. And then they watched Batman movies in Season 6 just prior. So that was a great season as well.
A lot of people really loved the Batman song that Ferris did for it.
Yeah, I was happy to hear about that.
Jingles are commercial worthy. You should be writing for like major corporations and getting paid $300,000 a pop.
Thank you, man. That's
you just made up a number.
$300,000 sounds pretty cool. The reason the sax is out here, just a little teaser. I was recording sax for the Season 7 theme music, so wrapping that up today. Really pushing the deadline on this one. but I'm finally happy with it. So we will have a proper release on time. Yeah.
Huge.
And then, follow me on Instagram, I guess, at Ferris Manchi. I'm trying to be better about checking in on Instagram a little more than I used to.
We were all
retired for a while. But, yeah. Huh?
We were meaning to talk to you about that, but you ended up getting your act together. All right. At Jeffrey yeah. James on Instagram, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. If you're listening to this Friday, the 18th, which you will be, we have a Zoom party tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific. So actually, I think it's at 7:30 Pacific. So even more time to sign up and hang out with us. We do them every month. And this whole thing is Dawes, folks.
Hell yeah.
Woo woo.
It's back.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.